Blog Talk Radio.
Because we want to stay alive in Tort Chaim, instructions of life, Tort Chesed, instructions of kindness, Tort Rachim, instructions of mercies. This is now the 256th class of Soul Class, and we just lost our song, Light in the Darkness, by Blessed Brother and Prayer Partner in the Morning Minyan at the famous Frankel Shul here in Kesser Crown Heights, Ari Heights, Brooklyn, New York. And thank you, Rabbi Isaac. And Rabbi Isaac right now is in Eretz Israel as he is concluding, as of tomorrow, the saying of Kaddish for his dearly departed father, Elazar. So for Rav Yitzhak ben Elazar, may you have all hatzlacha and all your spiritual endeavors in Eretz HaKodesh, in the Holy Land. And this week, Blessed Souls, we want to talk about the following matters. Blessed Souls, this week's Torah portion deals with Israel crossing the Red Sea. However, 3,324 years later, what does this have to do with the 21st century human family experience? So let's tune in right now, Blessed Souls, and if you want to tune into what the nation of Israel will be learning this week in terms of the Torah portion, we'll be learning from the second books of Moses, Sefer Chumash, Sefer Shemot, the book of Exodus, from chapter 13, verse 17, and we'll be reading up to chapter 17, verse 16, and from the Haftarah, we'll be reading from the book of Judges, chapter 4, verse 4, including chapter 5, verse 31, which is dealing with the story of the prophetess, Deborah HaNeviyah, Deborah the prophetess of Israel. Very interesting story to read. And we hope to end off the show with a prophecy from that book of Judges, Sefer HaShoftim. One other thing, Blessed Souls, before we get kind of cooking in the potpourri, which we hope to share with you in our humble efforts this morning, is that yesterday it was announced in the Frankel Shul, and I've heard this before, and this is probably announced in many shuls where Torah observant Jews are praying every morning and afternoon and night, that to read, as of yesterday, from which is known as Parshat Haman, which deals in this week's Torah portion, the decision of the Most High in His infinite wisdom and will and desire that Israel should receive Lechem Min HaShemayim, bread from heaven, known as the man or manna, as you say with English. And this miraculous bread from heaven was able to suit the taste, the palate of those who would eat it. Now, it happens to be that our tradition, that one reads the Torah portion from Parshat Haman, that it is something that gives a person privy to a certain blessing from heaven to increase in their parnasa, their livelihood. But there are other viewpoints as well, that if you read it every day, so although I read it yesterday, I haven't had a chance to read it today, I would suggest to everyone, if you're interested, to see for yourself, do a little scientific investigation, that if you start to read it every day, which the Torah portion emphasizes putting your trust in the Most High to give you your daily bread, in that case, in those days, 3,324 years ago, the daily bread from heaven, see if it has an effect. And if it does, pass the word on until people you heard on Soul Class 255, Splitting One's Red Sea / Cross It. So that being said, let's now go deep, take a deep dive into today's humble efforts. And it goes like this. Blessed Souls, this week's Torah portion teaches us about a dramatic occurrence when we learn that from a very delicate point in the history of the nation of Israel, a great miracle occurred, namely the parting of the Red Sea, the parting of the Yam Suf, Kriyas Yam Suf, which in English is known, as we just mentioned, the Red Sea, and also sometimes is referred to in English as the Sea of Reeds. While that event is described in the Torah, and that event which occurred was for the benefit solely of Israel to escape the pursuing Egyptian troops led by Paro, the king of Egypt, as an instruction for us in those days, and these days, and for all future generations, can we extract that instruction which will be applied universally for all human beings, each one a blessed possessor of a divine image? Yes, we do assert humbly that there is an instruction for every human being, as we can hopefully relate to you the following story properly in order for you to meditate upon it and see how it fits into your personal sense of consciousness in this very moment, and hopefully serving as a springboard to a more positive consciousness seeking effort on your part in all the days of your life upon the living earth. So the story goes like this. The third Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, also known as a Tzemach Tzedek, before he became the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe from 1827 until 1866, when at that point he ascended to the next level of life, once hosted for a Pesach Seder, the annual Passover meal, where we celebrate our birth as a nation, he had hosted the noted Chassid and Tzaddik Harav Hillel of Porich. Rav Hillel asked of the Tzemach Tzedek, what can one learn from the splitting of the Red Sea in order to implement that event within one's service to the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite One, blessed be He? The Tzemach Tzedek responded, when one can split the sea of all one's thoughts that were not to the Most High, to Hashem, to Almighty God, that one can cross over one's own Red Sea to serve the Creator. Now Rev Hillel, upon hearing this instruction, actually fainted and needed to be revived. And upon his being revived for the rest of that Pesach Seder, the Passover feast, did not ask any more questions of the Tzemach Tzedek, for it's implied that for fear of the answer he might get, which would cause him perhaps to faint or even worse, in terms of deeper implications of what seems to be, for most of us, a simple traditional recollection and giving thanks to the Most High for taking out of Egypt. There are deeper instructions, but it seems to be, for many people, seem to be a simple observance of the and recollection of the birth of our nation. So we see, blessed souls, if we desire, because we now have the spiritual hindsight from this story, when we learn about this, the idea of splitting the Red Sea in our own personal lives is breaking away and splitting those thoughts where they're not from Hashem, so we can cross over to the side of serving Him, hopefully in a pleasant and peaceful manner. We don't have to, again, we don't have to faint by the implications of splitting our own personal Red Sea of thoughts, not to the Creator. Instead, we can turn to the thoughts of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite Creator, may be blessed, who can bless us when we sow seeds of consciousness about what the one true everlasting Creator for ourselves and others from realms previously unknown to us, and eventually via our efforts that other human blessed souls may become aware of. Now we're going to pluck from a teaching from Torah Or, which is from the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, a seminal book, which there have been some initial efforts to translate bits and pieces into English, but I'm trying to extract out from the original teachings inspirations which hopefully guide you to, once you've made the decision that you want to split your own personal Red Sea. For after all, blessed souls, we are all waiting for prophetic teachings to materialize before our eyes from the past in an event that took place in a desert, the Midbar Sinai, the Sinai Desert, over 3,324 years ago. And this event, or this prophecy, this instruction from the Most High was given over to Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, and it's written in Sefer Bamidbar, in the book of Numbers, in chapter 14, verse 21. Quote, however, as surely as I live, this is a declaration of the Most High to Moshe, to Moses, and the Israelites, and to all the peoples of the world, however, as surely as I live, and the glory of Hashem, of the Creator, fills the earth. Now, blessed souls, this was a declaration of the Most High to declaring to Moshe to tell the people of Israel and all the peoples of the world, He is the one that fills the earth. So any other consideration of any rulership from a spiritual plane of anything else than the Most High is really in denial of the fact of this prophetic verse in Bamidbar, in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 21. In direct reaction to those who say the Most High left the earth into the hands of man and satanic forces. Yes, there are in fact satanic forces. There is a Satan, a Satan. However, he is merely an angel, but he is like butter on the skillet pan at full blast, with a full heat coming under the skillet pan that will melt like butter. And although it doesn't seem like that in our days because of all the troubles that still plague the earth on every country and for every nation upon this blessed earth, still, when there is a verse that says, however, as surely as I live, and the glory of Hashem, of the Most High, fills the earth, there is nothing that can stand in the way of that glory. However, we have another teaching, another prophetic teaching, which comes to comfort us, although we struggle in this particular time in the 21st century to see this revelation of the Most High's glory. We are assured from the Navi Hagula, Isaiah the prophet, in chapter 40, verse 5, which reads as follows. Then the Most High's glory, Hashem, God's glory will be revealed, and all flesh will see together that Hashem, the Most High God, has spoken. Knowing that although the Creator's glory fills the earth, yet the human family experience may not be aware of this prophecy, or is aware of it, but does not fully understand the implications of the Most High's glory, and how this can relate to our day-to-day living, which hopefully will see the manifestation that all flesh shall see together that the Most High has spoken. Hopefully this will be manifested speed in our days and lead us to be comforted right now by this prophecy, that although the glory of the Most High is filling the earth right now, we don't necessarily see it or feel it in every moment of our lives and the lives of other people. We are comforted again by this prophecy that all flesh shall see together the Most High has spoken. But until this blessed prophetic experience materializes before our blessed eyes, blessed souls, we consider the farming experience here on earth. We take a seed and plant it in the ground. The seed's core is covered by earth, and within a specific or a specified amount of time, the seed must decompose, deconstruct, you might say, and assimilate within that space of earth. Now, what's interesting is that from that specific space of earth, which was the catalyst to cause the seed to decompose and deconstruct and be assimilated within that piece of earth, that specific space of earth, which so to speak, say, consumed the seed, shall now give forth to a new fruit tree or vegetable, empowered by the power of sprouting, the koach hatzameach, which is embedded within that specific earth space. And that specific earth space was specifically created within the Creator's plan that the volume of space, which previously consumed the seed, now becomes nullified to that seed which has decomposed or deconstructed, assimilated, planted within its space within the soil. So the fruit tree or the vegetable that develops will then, so to speak, break through that previously limited area of earth space and push it away, so to speak, to nullify that earth space with that ground space, in order that the vegetable and shoots can shoot up and the tree can take root, and a tree shall be there for many, many, and hopefully for all the generations, to provide luscious fruit for animals and human beings. But so too, blessed souls, this matter can take place within our own blessed minds, blessed souls. For instance, if we take just one mere line of Torah scripture, one tiny verse from, say, the first verse of the Torah, chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, the Creator created heaven and earth, Bereshit bara Elokim, as a Shamayim v'Aretz, we can perhaps liken it to that tiny divine seed, a tiny divine seed, allegorically speaking, when planted within our right brain and our left brain and our back brain consciousness, so to speak, deconstructs or assimilates within the soul soil of our limited human intellect. And from there, within our limited human intellect, which has been, so to speak, seeded by that divine seed of Bereshis Bara Elokim et HaShamayim v'et HaAretz, in the beginning, the Almighty created heaven and earth, what sprouts out is a consciousness that we can pray with, we can bless with, and intend with, that a fruit tree, or at the very least, the vegetable garden sprouting forth from our human intellect, to share the allegorized fruits, or allegorical fruits or vegetables of our awareness, can now be shared with other human souls and human bodies. So if we see our mind possesses a power to sprout new consciousness within our blessed physical brains, we need not be overwhelmed by the constraints of this world pursuing us, like Egypt pursued with the intent of overcoming and destroying Israel at the Yam Suf. No. The constrictions that we face, just like the constrictions of the space where the seed is planted, or say, so to speak, the constriction of just one little verse in the Torah, can serve as a means of allowing us to sprout forth fruit trees of consciousness, vegetable gardens of consciousness, to nourish ourselves and others. We now want to take some inspiration from Os Gimel, the third chapter, a letter from a seminal teaching. It was actually the last published teaching before he went to the next level of life, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson, Lubavitch, the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, who before he passed on in Yud Shvat Tavshin Yud, had it printed to be learned on the day of his passing, which is on Shabbat Yud Shvat, in 1950 in the English calendar year. So plucking out inspirations from this seminal teaching, so when we become increasingly comfortable with the awareness of being actually instructed, with an inner understanding, we are being encouraged to experience our own personal splitting of our own temporary Red Sea, Sea of Reeds, Yam Suf, Kriyas Yam Suf. We then can enter the desert of our new attained awareness and hopefully will seek to distance ourselves step by step from the foolishness of immersing ourselves in our own personal Red Sea and all the negative implications of our negative thought processes based on lack of developed human consciousness according to the Torah, and hopefully distancing ourselves from our past actions of foolishly inviting others to come join us in our own personal Red Seas of negativity or negative thought patterns, or at the very least, to avoid from inspiring others to immerse themselves in their own personal Red Seas of negative thought patterns at the expense of as human beings, disconnecting from the Creator. The Creator is always connected to us, blessed souls, but we want to make sure that we don't disconnect from the One who has never disconnected from us, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite One, blessed be He. So instead, in our own personal deserts, after we've crossed over to the other side, so to speak, come back onto dry land after our Red Sea of negative thought patterns have dissipated and we've crossed back over, and now we're walking to our own personal desert, which is our place of bittul, of self-nullification, negation, towards the higher cause of wanting to serve the Creator and partner and live in brotherhood with the whole, entire human family experience. We want to seek to construct our own personal Mishkan, Mishkan Prati, our own personal tabernacle that will be described in several chapters from now in Sefer Shmos, in the Book of Exodus, where emphasis is placed upon, based on the teachings extracted from Basra Lagani, the Hasidic discourse from the Rebbe Rayas, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, the following 10 seminal points, which I guess you can consider them to be cliff notes, if they will help you, hopefully, to arouse yourself to want to learn more about this Hasidic teaching, which originally available in Hebrew with some Yiddish, but now, in fact, has been translated into English. And you just have to Google up where to get Basra Lagani. I guess he would spell it in English. B-A-S-I and L-E and then apostrophe G-A-N-I. So 10 points I want to share with you right now, blessed souls, that one can extract, that is, so to speak, the cliff notes to this Bassa Ligani teaching of the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, is cliff note one, spiritual cliff note number one, just say point one, morphing darkness into light. Point two is that we can, in fact, make a conquering of the Yetzirah, the evil inclination that resides within every human being, and the Yetzirah, the evil inclination within every person, is likened to a Melech Zakena Kasil, an old and foolish king. Point number three, revealing Torah by virtue of crushing the superficial shells of consciousness, which restrict vitality accessible to the human family experience, Lishbor et HaKlipot, or Sitra Achra. Point four, developing an internalized consciousness, we no longer want to be separated from our Creator. Point number five, to stop imagining we are spiritually healthy human beings, even when we do wrong things before the Creator and other human beings. Meaning, if we do what is wrong, we are not spiritually healthy, and sometimes we're not even physically healthy. Hashem should protect us from such maladies spiritually and physically. Point number six, to avoid numbing ourselves from spiritual sensitivity. Point number seven, to be in touch with Elokut, godliness, to the extent of rejecting anything which opposes Elokut or Elokus, godliness, divinity. Point number eight, coming into contact with the awareness that spiritual death is actually worse than physical death. And we're not advocating that physical death is an easy process. That's for another class, and perhaps I'll even humbly admit that to talk about what is all physical death is all about is a little bit beyond my shoulders. I have to learn a little bit more about it. And we all, unfortunately, have to learn about it in the course of our 120 years of living on this earth. Point number nine, taking note that coarse self-assertion of our animal desires, taibot the behemi, muzzles our taste for Torah spirituality, aruchniyat shel Torah. Finally, point 10, extracted out as a cliff note, a point, from the Bassa Ligani, from the Rebbe Riatz, the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, not to be diverted by the concealments of this world and fully internalize. This world is the Creator's garden, the Most High's garden, Gani, and that we are blessed in this garden of the Most High. We are invited within this garden of the Most High. We are commanded and encouraged to grow the fruits and share with others the produce of Torah study, the produce of Torah-induced prayer, and the produce of Torah-inspired tzedakah, acts of righteousness, charity sometimes as it's called in English. Now turning finally to our last section here, we are now going to be drawing from the teachings of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who in 5713 or 1953 would elaborate on the Oskim, what I just talked about. In fact, every year for more than two decades plus, I believe, if not three decades plus, Lubavitcher Rebbe, you would take an Os, a paragraph from the Bassa Ligani Hasidic discourse by the Friedrich Rebbe Riatz, which I believe had 20 chapters or 20 Osiot, and for like the first year, when he became Rebbe, he would elaborate on Os Aleph, and then the second he was celebrating his being the Rebbe, or acknowledging that he is the Rebbe of Lubavitch, he would elucidate on Os Beis, so the second chapter. So this was in Tavshin Yud Gimel, that was the third year that he was Rebbe, so he elaborated on the Os that I just tried to pull out some cliff notes or points for you via my humble efforts, blessed souls. So here we go, from Tavshin Yud Gimel. This is from the Bassa Ligani Hasidic Discourse that I've extracted out. I hope I've done it in a proper manner. Hashem, forgive me if I've made some mistakes here in my trying to make this material accessible for you, blessed souls, and then hopefully you can do some more meditation on it. So now with our final segment, blessed souls, we want to turn towards an elucidation by the Rebbe Riatz's son-in-law, the seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson. And the Rebbe indicated that the Hasidic discourse is rooted within the Os Gimel, as we just mentioned, the third chapter, third letter, third paragraph of his father-in-law's Basa Lagani, where we are taught the essence of Shekhinah, the essence of the Divine Presence, was in fact to be found in the Olamos HaTachtonim, especially in this lowest of all worlds. And all this occurred within the Divine Intellect, Desire, Delight, whose source was and always will be the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite Creator, Blessed Be He. Now, crucial towards the restoration of the Giloy, Shal Ikra Shekhinah, the revelation of the essence of the Shekhinah, of the Divine Presence, will be the conquering of the side of foolishness, Ruach Shtus, which emanates from a world of opposition, the side of foolishness emanating from Shtus. Let me say that again. So crucial towards the restoration of the Gila of Ikra Shekhinah, the revelation of the essence of the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, will be the conquering of the side of foolishness, Zel Umazeh, emanating from a world of opposition. Meaning, there is a side of foolishness from the side that is not of holiness, which has to be conquered by a level which is not just corresponding to it, but actually has the power to overpower it, which is known as the Shtus of Kedusha, the folly of holiness, meaning serving the Most High beyond what we consider to be full cognitive awareness. Yes, we have to be as cognitively aware as possible as human beings. After all, that's part and parcel of being blessed and anointed with the Tzelem Elohim, the divine image. However, there comes a point where a situation, an environment, a generation runs into certain matters where they just have to persist. They will need to persist in order to conquer that side of foolishness in unholiness, in Sitra Achra, in Klipot, Tameot, by simply keeping to the Torah instruction, which will empower them to, so to speak, ride the crest of that foolishness as they are connected above to the Stus HaKadusha, the folly of holiness, which is higher than Tam V'Das, higher than reasoning. For in truth, a human does not transgress the divine plan for creation unless there enters within him or her this Ruach Shtus, this spirit of folly from the other side which opposes Kedusha, holiness. Now this Ruach Shtus is only relevant to the lowest realms of our human souls, investment, Hislapshus and Nefesh. In the realm of soul spirit, or what is known as Ruach Shal Nefesh, or Ruach Shal Neshama, there is no connection to being disconnected from the divine plan. So it's only from the lowest realm within our soul, our neshama called nefesh, that a person can transgress. But in the higher pristine levels of the human soul, which in general, the neshama has five general levels, which is nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida, only from the level of nefesh, the lowest level, is there a relevancy to the process of disconnecting from the Most High by doing things which are not directly, positively configured with the Most High's plan. After all, anyone who is straight to the source of all kindness, a makor shel achalas chasadim, does not want to be separated from Elokus, and is even willing to give up his or her life for that matter, as we've seen from history, from those noble souls who have lived for the higher ideal and actually given up their lives and died as martyrs. This ties into quite specifically this idea of a type of protection which is given to us, which is afforded to us by virtue of the blessings and anointments of having a Tzelem Elohim. When we are fully conscious of the fact that we have a Tzelem Elohim, a divine image, with all the implications of that, and configured to that Tzelem Elohim, that unique one that was given to us, we actually are given the blessings and anointments of the Most High who can protect us in all situations which otherwise would seem to dictate that we can, God forbid, chas v'shalom, be hurt physically or spiritually. Another form of protection which is provided as blessed souls is when we avoid partnering with any other aspect of the creation with the Creator. As Yisrael huzharu al hashitfut v'lo b'nei Noach. Concluding, let us merit, blessed souls, to once again make that noble effort. And we all have to do it on a daily basis, and sometimes we have to do it on a moment-to-moment basis, we have to try to cross over our own personal Red Sea and watch it and split those thoughts away from our sincere desire. And I do believe that every human being does have a direct desire to serve the Most High in a pleasant, peaceful manner, but it could have been because of environmental circumstances, economic circumstances, cultural circumstances, even religious circumstances, that they get a distortion of the true message, which the all-encompassing Torah of creation is humbly and patiently waiting for all of us human beings as part of the human family experience to grab onto, to learn, to share with each other. And then hopefully we can merit to witness speedily in our days prophetic actualization of what's written in the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 31. My heart is with the lawmakers of Israel who volunteered to instruct the people to praise the Most High. This is Don Zuckerman wishing everyone has a great week. And we're going to end off now with a wonderful song by the cousin of Rav Yitzhak Beton, Isaac Beton. His name is Shmuel Levy. He has a song called Look Up Ahead from his album Rising, which was published a couple of years ago. It's a wonderful song. It's a little less than 4 minutes. Hope you enjoy it. In the meantime, blessed souls, Ahava Chad, one love, Goral Chad, one destiny, Kulanu for all of us. But Darchi Shalom, in a peaceful way, Darchi Noam, in a pleasant way, Lahamshich, to be continued, Bezer Hashem, with the Most High's blessing, assistance. Bezer Hashem, you speak with the assistance of the Most High, may be blessed. Take care, everyone.
There is a choice driving through roads where many call echoes and songs for life. There too was born, knock on your door. May I be cold, your heart will call. All sweet the swans will go belong. We're calling. We're rolling up your hands. And don't be afraid. Feel the voice dragging it down. It's like a wheel turning around. Making the waves driving ahead for life. You will go, I'll let your door. Touching your mind, they will find answers for truth, all kinds of truth.
Look up ahead, the bell.